Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Victory lane? Yeah, it's even better with Chumba by my side. Race to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See TNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Thank you, Pete. Back here on Darren, Donick, and Chase on this beautiful Friday morning. ESPN 102.5 The Game. Samari Roll, former Titan safety, will join us in the second hour of the program. We'll have a lot of fun with him and break down this Titans-Steelers matchup that will take place in our city on Sunday at noon. Plus, you just made the list. Speaking of noon, that's today. Lee Sterling, Paramount Sports in the final hour, along with Pick 6. Something else big was going in our city last night. Let's head over to the campus of Belmont. Their athletics director, Scott Corley, is standing by. The presidential debate was on their beautiful campus yesterday. So Nashville on center stage last night. No, it wasn't the Eagles and the Giants. It was actually the presidential debate. And Scott now joins us. Scott, how you doing?
I'm doing great. How are you guys?
We're doing fantastic. So now that the dust has settled, everything is over, how did it go last night? What's been the feedback?
Feedback's been great. I mean, obviously, couldn't be more proud of the university that I love and associated with. I thought, you know, to pull off something like that, it takes so many people, so many hours of planning. Obviously, when we bid on the event to host, we didn't anticipate COVID, and so that added a whole new layer of additional planning and logistics that were involved, like moving 700 of our students to Opryland because they were inside the security perimeter. The original plan was we were going to have the debate while it was fall break and the students were gone. But due to COVID, and we had to adjust our academic calendar, so there was no fall break. So just things like that. But to pull that off and to see the university showcased on a national stage like that was pretty exciting, needless to say, and I thought we pulled it off well.
Wow, that's fantastic. So what can something like this do for the university? Because I'll just tell you right now, I had several text messages. I was texting back and forth with some friends and family members that I have in other states, and the first question is, where's Belmont? You know, I knew it was in Nashville, but tell me more about Belmont. And I have to believe there's many other people that were, you know, looking into Belmont. Like, I want to know more. And we always think of it from the sports angle because we're a sports talk show of, you know, we've talked to you. What does this run, you know, making it to the NCAA tournament, the awareness of your school and your campus, what that can do moving forward. What about something like this?
Oh, it's huge. I mean, when we hosted back in 2008, you know, that was the same year that the men's basketball team almost upset Duke in the NCAA tournament. And so we got a lot of exposure as a university from that in March of 18. And then you follow that up with the presidential debate in October of 18. And it just skyrocketed us to another level. I mean, since that time, our enrollment's grown probably over 3,000 people. You know, I think the school has reached a whole new level of stature just on how it's perceived. And the debate had a big part of that, Darren. There is no doubt. And so, you know, that's part of why you consider doing these types of events. I haven't seen the ratings, but there was, you know, an estimate of 70 million people were going to watch that debate. And so that's eyeballs that, you know, you can't get any other way in some ways. And so I expect it'll continue to help elevate Belmont on a national stage. You know, of the three schools that were originally to bid, it was us, Notre Dame, and Michigan. Wow. And of the three, we were the only one to stick to our commitment to host. So I think it speaks volumes to Belmont. I think it speaks volumes to Nashville, too. It was great to, you know, Nashville, you know, continue to be in the spotlight as a result as well. So, I it's huge. We're over 8,000 enrollment now. Obviously, COVID is a huge headwind for all universities of higher education. And so to have the debate and to get our name out there, I expect it to be nothing but positive.
Scott, your role day-to-day is dealing with athletics. So what was your role as an AD at Belmont in this whole process?
Well, not much changed. I mean, obviously, we're just thrilled that the university could put on an event like that in whatever you know, adjustments we have had to make were very minuscule and insignificant in the grand scheme of things. And our coaches and players, they understand, you know, what the magnitude of hosting a debate can do for the university. And so, you know, for us, it was just kind of, you know, understanding that, you know, maybe your practice times are a little different, or, you know, you need to schedule things a little differently. But for us, you know, it really didn't change things.
So you didn't have any special requests to, you know, have a little shoot around at the Curb event beforehand or afterwards or anything like that? I was looking for a juicy detail.
Yeah, we didn't get any of that. I was figuring, you know, Trump and Biden in a game of horse would have been
right.
Yeah, the hoops there.
Yeah,
you know, they didn't inquire. They didn't see the significance of that, apparently.
Well, shoot, that's what I was looking for. I was kind of hoping for a scoop, and we'd find out who won horse or whatever they played.
Coach Bird in there to officiate. That'd be great.
Exactly. I had a lot of people asking why Coach Bird's not moderating. I said, well, he'd do a good job as the moderator, but he probably wouldn't want any part of that role.
Probably not. No, I don't think there's too many people signing up, even though the lady that hosted last night, and I'm drawing blanks on her name, she did
a
fantastic job.
I agree.
We're talking to Scott Corley, the athletic director over at Belmont University. Big night on their campus last night. And, Scott, I just couldn't get over the visual. So many of those live camera shots, whether you were watching a national channel or a local channel, they were all over the lawn outside there. And, you know, we've all been over there a million times. I just thought about the space. Like, how did they divvy up? Who was where? It was really something.
Yeah, I mean, obviously, John Carney, who is a senior leader within Belmont University, he was kind of overseeing, coordinating all that. And John, with his savvy marketing background, certainly was doing a great job with the Belmont University flag placements behind every
Yeah, there you go.
I noticed that, too. It was like everyone, whether you were watching Fox News, CNN, local, or whatever. And so, you know, I think, you know, when you get that perimeter secured and you have that lawn area, you know, and you can fit people into nooks and crannies you know, the way they can make an event like that look, I always get amazed as well. But it was so cool to see just the Curb Event Center in the background of so many of those shots. It was just great planning. And, you know, John is very savvy and he knows where to put people to get the best background view for our campus.
And amazingly, because, you know, when you're at the station, you just don't want to see somebody from another channel in the backdrop. So somehow they did it all without blocking each other. So that took some planning. That took some careful consideration.
It did. And I think what was different this year from 08, because I wasn't here in 08 on campus, but, you know, there were so many more media people that this year, because of COVID, obviously, again, there were less numbers, so that may have had an ability to keep them distance. And probably because of COVID, candidly, you needed to keep socially distanced. So a lot of factors went into it, but it was. I thought it just it looked so good watching all those different newscasts.
So now looking ahead, what can you tell us about basketball season right now? I think you hear the stories. We know the caseload is a concern right now, the weather being what it is, and it's going to get colder. So what's the latest conversations about what you're going to do? I know the OVC has made a decision, I think, on how they're going to go about it.
Well, we're close to making it. I would say we're almost there, Willie, and I think, you know, you're trying to be thoughtful. I mean, what I've learned is these things are moving targets, and sometimes you don't want to get too far ahead of yourself. I mean, I remember sitting in May. You know, if you'd have told me there wouldn't be an OVC football season, I would have told you you're crazy. And then literally 6 weeks later, you know, caseloads go up, you know, things started changing, and there's no football, no fall sports for the OVC. However, I do feel with basketball, I mean, I think, you know, we've learned so much since March. We've learned that, you know, sporting events are not exactly where you get COVID.
Right.
If you're a student athlete and a player, it's more when you're outside of the athletics. And so, you know, we know you can have those games without fans. Because I go back to when the NCAA tournament was canceled. I mean, originally people were talking about, well, just do it, play it with no fans. And at that time, that was such a novel concept. It's like, well, that doesn't seem to make sense. Now we see it can make sense. So I do feel there's a higher confidence level that come November 25th, college basketball will start. Now, I think the challenge for all of us is, what's the season going to look like, right? How many teams are going to have to quarantine and miss games and those types of things? And it's very difficult as an administrator to plan for so many things that are out of your control. But we're doing everything in our power to figure out the right protocols, the right testing protocols, you know, those types of things to keep the student athletes safe. And then if you are in a situation where you can have fans, to make sure that's done safely. And so, you know, but, you know, it's almost, you almost have to take it 1 month at a time in some ways. But I feel pretty good about it because I think we've shown you can play games without fans. Obviously, a lot of campuses aren't going to have any students on them starting November 25th through, you know, mid-January. So that gives you some time where you can hopefully get a decent amount of games played.
Scott Corley is with us, the athletic director at Belmont. So how many conversations have you had with people from, whether it's a pro sport or other universities that, you know, have had some fans for football or other events to kind of get a gauge on what that process was like?
Yeah, I mean, obviously we've got seven schools in the OVC that are playing football. And so I've learned from them just, you know, how does the testing protocols work? How long does it take you to get the test results turned around? What happens if you have a false positive? Those types of things. What do you do from a game management perspective, you know, by putting the band up in the stands or the cheerleaders? What does that look like? What does that feel like? And obviously it's different because, again, basketball's indoor, but I think all ADs are leaning on one another right now because we're all, you know, this is all new for all of us, even the pro sports. I mean, you know, I've reached out to Sean Henry just to understand what the Preds did from a testing perspective. So we're all trying to lean on each other and learn from each other and figure out what the best practices are.
Do you think that there's some things that have maybe been, you know, because one topic of conversation we've had during all of this is the, you know, how you can experiment with things that you usually wouldn't be able to do because you don't have the time or you don't want to, you know, rock the apple cart, so to speak. So are there some things that maybe have been picked up in your conversations or things you've done at Belmont that you go, hey, this might be good moving forward?
Well, I mean, you're looking at a lot of different scenarios, whether it's from a scheduling perspective, clearly how to make up any lost games, you know, what are your protocols in the locker room? You know, right now, for the most part, we've shut down our locker rooms. We don't want kids in there, you know, but what happens when the games start and you need to be in the locker room? What does that look like? So the answer is yes. You know, having not had, since I don't have any sports going on right now, you know, we're going to learn probably as we get into it and figure out and make adjustments. But I mean, just thinking through, how do you get fans in the arena? How do you get the teams in the arena? How do you get media people into the arena? I mean, there's all kinds of things that, you know, you wouldn't even have envisioned having to rethink and reconsider. But having said that, Chase, I mean, nothing's off the table, right? I mean, you've sure got to explore a lot of different things. You're seeing some of these conferences come out, and they're going to play the same opponent in back-to-back nights on a Friday and a Saturday in basketball. And when would you ever see or even hear discussions about that if it wasn't for COVID? So I think everybody's trying to figure out what's best for them. Each conference is different, you know, from a geographical footprint, from a travel logistics, things like that. So you got to make what you think is the best decision for you and your conference when it's time to make those decisions.
As we sit here right now, though, Scott, as we wrap this up, so everything is looking good for spring sports on the campus of Belmont?
Yes. Yeah, that's for sure. I mean, there's going to be a lot of them. Volleyball and soccer are going to be playing. But, you know, we certainly want to ensure and try to take care of our spring sports as well. Because, I mean, we all remember baseball and softball just had their season stopped right in the middle of it. Outdoor track didn't even get to start. Mm. So, yeah, I think the plan is certainly, you know, that's everything we're doing right now is planning for a full spring season.
Great. Hey, thanks for doing this. Always good to talk to you. You have a great weekend. We'll talk to you soon.
You guys do the same. Thanks so much.
All right, that is Belmont AD Scott Corley. We do appreciate him joining us. We will come back with more of Darren, Donick, and Chase next.
Hey, it's Ryan Seacrest here, and I have discovered a fun new escape from the daily grind, Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has hundreds of social casino-style games as all free to play anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. So get to chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 21+.